You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the Irish Racing Podcast here at William Hill on Sunday, December the 3rd. Andy Holding here looking at a tremendous seven-race programme at Fairy House this afternoon, when we've got pretty much graded action all the way through the day. We've got the Royal Bond, we've got the Hatton's Grace, and then of course we've got the Drinmore at 2.35. A real mouth-watering prospect ahead of us. One or two decent handicaps as well for those who like to get stuck into those contests. So something for everyone here this afternoon.
Race one.
And we begin with what appears on paper, a match between Espoir d'Hélène and Machuca in the 12.30 to grade 3 juvenile hurdle. And both of these two have run up to a fair level already. Of the two, I just prefer Gavin Cromwell's Espoir d'Hélène. I think he's got plenty of potential to come, this horse. Certainly he's got room for manoeuvre in the jumping department. But if he can get his act together, then I think he can take very much a high grade over the smaller obstacles. He's got a real good high cruising speed, and he hasn't really come out of third gear yet in disposing of his rivals. What he'll do up against Machuca today, who's of course was a very good gelding in her own right, is obviously open to question. But I do think he's got the qualities to fend off Gordon Elliott's charge in what should be a fascinating opening contest.
Race two.
On to the 1 o'clock then, the first of the grade ones this afternoon. It's the Royal Bond, and we've got seven decent horses going to post it. It's probably not your star-studded field, as you would normally find. Usually we've already got a horse who you can consider to be a grade one horse. And that means that we could get perhaps a little bit of a surprise down the line here, because there's one or two horses here with quite a bit of potential. Meglicarn is the obvious one for many, coming from the Gordon Elliott stable, and he's been really impressive on his two starts so far to date. Particularly last time in winning a decent Grade 3 at Navan in fairly decent fashion from a nice horse of Willie Mullins called Stratum. But I do think there's a horse in this race in the shape of Early Doors who's been totally overlooked, quite unrightly, in the market here. Now, on the day that this horse won a Grade 3 last time out at Navan, over the same course and distance, he managed to run a much, much quicker time than Red Jack did, who won the opening novices hurdle in fairly easy fashion. Comparing their two sectional times as well, circuit-wise and from three out, Joseph O'Brien's horse was much, much quicker than Noel Mead's individual. So I've just got a sneaky feeling here. This horse at 10-1 this morning has been massively, and like I say, and quite unrightly overlooked. Mark Walsh takes the ride. I wouldn't see that as a negative, because even though Barry Geverty's chosen La Richebourg, Mark Walsh has ridden Early Doors on quite a few occasions already in his career, so I do like that continuity. He's a strong traveller. He jumps particularly well, and he also stays on very strongly as well. I mean, he made a bad mistake two out last time out, and he still had the tenacity and the power to fend off some decent rivals. So Early Doors, I do think, has got a good chance here of causing a little bit of shock there in the 1 o'clock.
Race number three.
On to the 1.30 then, it's the Hatton's Grace, and this does look a match between Nichols Canyon and Apples Jade on all known form. And of the two, then I much prefer Gordon Elliott's Charge, who of course has had the benefit of having a run under a belt. That came courtesy of a tenacious victory at Navan on a seasonal reappearance, when she beat Jer's Girl fairly comfortably. That all goes well for her season ahead, because last year she got beaten first time up when Rashan turned her over down in Down Royal. So she's obviously a little bit more forward fitness-wise. She won this race last year as well, and given that she's the only front runner in the field, one would imagine that Jack Kennedy will have the luxury of having an uncontested lead as well, and that could very much play into her strengths. She loves this track. She's one from one here at Fairy House, so everything points in the direction of Apples Jade to win her sixth graded one there in the Hatton's Grace.
Race four.
On to the 205 then, which is the first of the big handicaps here this afternoon, and they're betting around about 5-6 to 1 the field this morning, so it shows you the complexities of this particular race. No doubt that Ben Dundee is the most eye-catching runner in this field, having won and landed a punt first time out for the Gordon Elliott stable in what has turned out to be a very reliable form guide. There's been quite a few winners out of that Ben Dundee race last time out, and the time figure was good, but that was over 2.5 miles. Now, whether this horse has got the foot for 2 miles is obviously open to question. He's yet to win over the minimum trip in this kind of grade. So therefore, I'm going to look elsewhere. And there was a good race of the day down in Down Royal, which Top of the Rye won. But you'd have to say that the unlucky horse in that race is Charlie Stout. He absolutely tanked his way through that contest. But unfortunately, he found himself in front at the top of the hill. And it's a long way home there at Down Royal, around about half a mile from home. And with a bad mistake at the last, he got suckered in by Top of the Rye, picked his pocket late on. But I really do feel as though Shane Nolan's horse is the best horse in the race. And the form of that contest has already begun to work out well, because the fifth horse out of this world landed a gamble for the JP McManus setup yesterday. So I do think this horse has come in this race slightly underrated. He's a strong traveller. He's likely to get a strongly run race. Yaya Fizz, the seven horse on the card, will definitely make it a real good test. And that'll give Robbie Colgan the ideal opportunity to have a little bit more of a target to shoot at last time out, rather than last time out, like I say, when he was left rowing his own boat with a fully half a mile to go. So I do think this horse ran about 16 to 1 this morning, represents the value. And Charlie Stout is quite actually a confident vote there to go well in the 205.
Race 5.
On to the big chase then of the day, the Drinmore Novices Contest. It's a Grade 1, and Death Duty will have very much a spotlight thrust upon him here, and quite rightly so. This horse could very much take high rank over fences and follow in the footsteps of the likes of Don Cossack from the same stable. He's certainly going the right way anyway on the evidence of what we've seen so far. A really smooth victory over this first start over the larger obstacles at Tipperary. It was followed up by what could be only described as a scintillating display last time out, when he travelled and jumped with aplomb down in Punchestown, winning the Grade 3. And it was his time figure which also stacks up quite nicely. He ran a much faster time than the older horse graded race on the same card. And given that he had absolutely tons under left under the bonnet, one can expect a good deal more to come from this horse, who really the sky's the limit. Now, obviously, this is a Grade 1, and it won't be a pushover, and the likes of Rathvinden and Shattered Love, and even Denario Desabo down at the bottom, of course, receiving all the allowances as a four-year-old mare, have to be very much respected. I do like Desario Bo, always have done, and she's done nothing wrong in her two starts over fences. So if Death Duty puts in a bad round for some explicable reason, she could easily pick up the pieces. But I do expect Gordon Elliott's charge in the hand of Davy Russell, if his jumping's on his A game, which it has been so far to date, to take that Grade 1 quite comfortably.
Race number 6.
On to the second and the final of the handicaps there this afternoon, and again another wide open affair. Patrick Kelly sets punt as a poser here, sending two strongly fancied horses to post, presenting Percy and Maldini, and both of those two should go well. But I want to stick with course and distance regular Forever Gold. Unfortunately, tipped up on his warm-up for this contest in a hurdle race last time out. And we never really got a chance to see him blow away the cobwebs. But he's got a fantastic record here at his beloved Fairy House. The last time that he ran here over fences, he was a fairly easy winner of this race last year when he beat Thunder and Roses. So he obviously comes here with good credentials. He's not badly handicapped on the pick of his form. He'll love the ground. And the stronger the pace, the better for him as well. So Forever Gold, each way around about the 6 to 1 mark will do for me there in the penultimate.
And the final race.
On to the final contest then, which is an intriguing bumper. Obviously, the market is very much going to be the thing to look at here. But on all-known form, Dinans is very much the one to beat. He finished second on his debut here when he was run up behind the very impressive Red Jack. Of course, we get a chance to see how good that form is when Normead's charge has run in the Grade 1 early on in the day. But just taking that race in isolation. He certainly did enough to suggest he can win a race of this nature. Indeed, horses in behind him as well have gone on to frank the form, the likes of Special Ted, Doridalis, and of course Us and Them, who was fourth on that occasion. He won a decent novices hurdle on his first start over obstacles down in Cork the other day. So all those in behind that day suggested that bumper that Dinan's finished second in was a good one. And the icing on the cake is Jamie Codd takes the ride. So Dinan's a strong choice there in the final contest. Thanks very much for listening to this edition of the Irish Racing Podcast. Hopefully you can join us again on Friday, when we're going to be taking a look at Dundalk's usual fair at Ireland's only all-weather venue. Until then, it's goodbye from Maine for now.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.